This is Tweetminster at the Netroots UK conference in London. With me right now is Mark Pack from the Liberal Democrat Voice. Mark, what advice would you give to people with regard to engaging and lobbying their MPs?
I think the big question you've got to decide is whether you want to end up loving or hating the MP. If you want to persuade someone to change their mind, telling them how awful and dreadful and horrible they are is normally not the best way of persuading them. Obviously, if you want to energise activists, recruit members, get donations and so on, building up a bogeyman can be very effective. But the big question is love or hate.
And just to build on that, what do you think social media can do to help people get close to their MPs?
There are some MPs who are very active on social media and interact with their constituents a lot. And if one of those MPs is your MP, then using social media in that way is very, very effective. If, on the other hand, that's not what your MP is like, then I think often social media is most effective at organising and mobilising campaigns, which then do other things that reach the MP. So maybe you use email to organise groups of people who then go and turn up to an MP surgery, or maybe you use Twitter to encourage people to write a letter to the local newspaper. So using it as an intermediary rather than the end result in itself.
Mark Pack, thank you very much.
Thank you. That's okay.